With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed attacks on Israel, drawing their main sponsor, Iran, closer to the conflict between Hamas and Israel.
Houthi rebels claim to have launched missile and drone attacks targeting Israel. The Houthis had been suspected of an attack earlier this month targeting Israel by sending missiles and drones over the crucial shipping lane of the Red Sea, an assault that saw the U.S. Navy shoot down the projectiles. Israel said its own fighter jets and its new Arrow missile defense system shot down two salvos of incoming fire. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder repeated the administration's warning to potential adversaries.
Our message to any country or group thinking about trying to take advantage of this situation to widen the conflict is don't.
The Pentagon has moved additional military assets to the region as a deterrent. I'm Norman Hall.
The second person to receive a transplanted heart from a pig has died. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
58-year-old Lawrence Fawcett of Maryland, the second person to ever receive a transplanted heart from a pig, was dying from heart failure and ineligible for a traditional heart transplant when he received the genetically modified pig heart in September. The University of Maryland School of Medicine says the heart seemed healthy for the first month, but began showing signs of rejection in recent days. He died on Monday. The team last year performed the world's first transplant of a pig heart into another dying man who survived 2 months. Fawcett's wife, Anne, said her husband knew that his time was short, but that this was his last chance to do for others. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 123 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index rose 61. The S&P 500 Index advanced 27. And oil down to $81.02 a barrel. This is SRN News. Sunday marks the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church.
Hundreds of millions of Christians around the globe are being abused for their faith, amounting to 1 in every 7 believers on earth. And so their brothers and sisters in safer places are being urged to offer special prayers on November 5th. Many Christians in foreign countries are killed or beaten for their faith. In other places, the persecution may take the form of being denied work, education, or access to relief supplies in times of disaster. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many evangelicals are happy to see Mike Johnson become Speaker of the House. He once served as a professor at Liberty University in Virginia. From 2004 to 2012, Johnson was a member of the policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention. During his tenure with the SBC's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, he rallied members to place strong emphasis on values voting. This is SRN News. The Biden administration and JetBlue Airways are facing off in court.
It's an antitrust case. The administration is trying to stop JetBlue from buying Spirit Airlines. JetBlue trying to buy Spirit for $3.8 billion, saying it needs to grow to compete against larger carriers like American, United, Delta, and Southwest. But the government says if JetBlue gobbles up low-cost Spirit, it will hurt consumers, especially those on a tight budget. Spirit is known for offering rock-bottom fares, but makes up for it by charging a lot of extra fees. Rich Thomason reporting.
Texas Rangers slugger Adolis Garcia and pitcher Max Scherzer will miss the rest of the World Series after getting hurt in Game 3 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Infielder-outfielder Ezekiel Duran and left-hander Brock Burke were added to the active roster. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.